pockets of subsurface gas would build up and eventually burst through Pluto's frozen surface as geysers. Will Grundy demonstrates how even a small increase in temperature produces a large geyser.
Okay, we're going to put liquid nitrogen into this plastic bottle, and it's very cold at 77 degrees above absolute zero. So as soon as it comes into contact with the hot environment here with the sun shining and the warm air, it starts boiling like crazy. And as it boils, it's going up into gas, giving off a huge amount of gas. And as soon as I screw the lid on, the gas has nowhere to go except up the tube in the lid and out through this cooler full of ice to form our simulated geyser. And here it comes. On the surface of Pluto, don't know what the scale of those geysers would be, whether they'd be very small like this one or maybe a kilometer tall.
Such mysteries will be solved on New Horizons' arrival in 2015. The spacecraft's camera has already been tested 6 months into its epic journey, capturing perhaps the greatest volcanic eruption ever witnessed in space.